John chapter 20. Early on the first day of the week, Miriam Magdalene went to the tomb, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she came running to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Yeshua loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Master out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have put him." So Peter came out with the other disciple, and they went toward the tomb. They both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. Stooping down and looking in, he saw the linen cloths lying. Yet he did not enter. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went inside the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the cloth that was around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but wrapped in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who came first to the tomb, went in also. He saw and believed. For as yet they did not know the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Miriam stood outside at the tomb weeping. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Yeshua had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my master, and I do not know where they have put him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Yeshua standing, but she did not know that it was Yeshua. Yeshua said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will take him away." Yeshua said to her, "Miriam." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Yeshua said to her, "Do not touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my Elohim and your Elohim." Miriam Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Master and that he had said these things to her. On the evening of that first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Yeshua came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were then glad when they saw the Master. So Yeshua said to them again, "Peace be with you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of anyone, they are retained." But Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Yeshua came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Master." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail prints in his hands, and put my finger in the nail prints, and put my hand in his side, I will not believe." After 8 days his disciples were again inside with the doors shut, and Thomas was with them. Yeshua came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and look at my hands. Put your hand here and place it in my side. Do not be faithless, but believing." Thomas answered him, "My Master and my Elohim." Yeshua said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and have yet believed." Yeshua did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Yeshua is the Messiah, the Son of Elohim, and that believing you may have life in his name.